Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the final segment of the last hour, we started an article written by Walter Block. And this guy is what is called the intellectual heir to Murray Rothbard. He is one of the bigger names in the liberty movement. When Walter Block speaks, people, if only to chuckle, at the very least, they listen.
Yes.
Libertarians are a difficult lot to whip into shape, I must say. But, and so thus, when different luminaries speak, others tend to ridicule. That's just kind of how it goes. We are a thinking lot, and usually that forms, there's a lot of debates that go on in the liberty community.
Yes.
So I'm trying to take what he says here as, I'm trying to internalize it and decide what I think about it. But he's suggesting that Rand Paul's declaration of war against ISIS, I found this to be very difficult to swallow. I'm a Rand Paul supporter. I will
vote
for him in the primary. And in the general, I will vote for the most liberty-oriented candidate. But I'm going to do that in the primary, too. And I suspect that Rand Paul will be the most liberty-oriented candidate in the primary. So when he talked about this declaration of war, it was a blow for me. I did not like that much at all. So I'm trying to take what Walter Block says here.
Some people are theorizing that he's doing this basically call out the state on shenanigans.
Yeah, I think that's what some people are claiming. However, what he's doing is he's attempting to, quote-unquote, limit the use of ground forces to a much broader extent than what President Obama says that he wants to use ground forces. And also, as Justin Raimondo points out, in a declaration of war, if it does wind up passing, the limits that he's proposing on the ground troops would never wind up holding. So, yeah, it could be argued that he's trying to, hold people accountable and see who actually wants to vote for war, but he's going about it in an incredibly horrible way.
Yeah, I don't know what to, it's all kind of confusing to me.
I don't pretend to understand the in and outs of war. I'm glad you seem to have a level of grasp on it, Daryl, but I'll tell you what, it is not something that I have a large grasp on. All I know is that people that I trust have told me that they perceive his intent at being trying to troll or manipulate the system into, basically making everybody look bad.
Well, let's go on with what Walter Block says here. So now, of course, choosing ISIS is totally and completely unwarranted. Yes, they're a grisly group, but it's no part of the business of the United States to conquer them. They constitute not the slightest threat to the safety of this country. Indeed, their rise to power came about due to previous U.S. incursions into the Middle East that were unwarranted and unconstitutional. It sometimes seems as almost as if their main source of war material is the U.S. via its Iraqi allies and the moderates who are fighting the Syrian government, stated John Quincy Adams in 1821, his 4th of July speech in the U.S. foreign policy. Whenever the standard of freedom and independence has been unfurled, there will America's heart, her benedictions and her prayers be. But she goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is the well-wisher to the freedom and independence of them, of all. Remember, this is about the time, you know, the French Revolution is not too long in the past at the giving of the speech. She is the champion and the vindicator of all of her own. She well knows that by once enlisting under her, under other banners than her own, were they even the foreign banners of independence, she would involve herself beyond the power of extraction in all the wars of interest and intrigue, of individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the color and usurp the standard of freedom. The fundamental maxims of her policy would insensibly change from liberty to force. The frontlets upon her brow, I'm not even sure what frontlets are, would no longer beam with the ineffable splendor of freedom and independence, but in its stead would soon be substituted an imperial diadem, flashing in false and tarnished luster, the murky radiance of domination and power. She might become the dictatress of the world. America's a woman. And she would no longer rule the be the ruler of her own spirit. So Adams is saying here in 1821 speak that essentially if the U.S. gets involved, even for freedom in other countries, in the name of freedom, it's only going to result in the lack of freedom here in the United States.
Yes, and to sort of paraphrase what Ron Paul said to Charles Goyette in a podcast, that it's about a 15-minute podcast, not all of it related to the declaration of war that was introduced by his son. But to paraphrase, he says, when I was in Congress, I introduced a declaration against Afghanistan, not because I wanted war, but rather because I wanted to hold my fellow congressmen accountable for actually advocating war. The proposed war against the Islamic State, he says, is different because it would not be a war against a recognized country and could be akin to issuing a declaration of war against terrorism, which is an action. That's to say, it would be an endless war against an unknown enemy that can never really be won and would lead to more liberties being infringed for the sake of keeping you safe.
So if what would be the constitutional answer to, you know, war in this circumstance? With a non-state entity.
Well, with a non-state entity, if you do want to go kill people, and it seems that's what Barack Obama wants to do, it seems that's what a bunch of people in Congress want to do, then you would issue letters of mark and reprisal.
What would that look like?
That's what Ron Paul said should have been done if they wanted to actually get Osama bin Laden, was have a letter of mark and reprisal, which is essentially, you know, 17th century speak for put a bounty, an official government bounty on the head of someone.
He had a bounty, but American companies were disallowed from going after it, so
right.
Blackwater couldn't go after it. But let me ask you this. So there's a lot of technology that perhaps I don't want to see in the hands of Blackwater and companies like that, like, for instance, drones and that sort of thing. The government has, for many decades, monopolized the weapons of war,
yes,
to the point that they, you know, they're the ones with the tools to go after them now. So have they built themselves a situation where they can't put out a letter of mark and reprisal any longer?
Probably, and I think it's by design. It's akin to, you know, all of the little weapons of war that they're giving local police departments so that at some point in the future, you know, any sort of incident, you're no longer going to be capable of handling on your own because you don't have all of the toys and the tools that the police have. So they will be the only entity that you can call. So same thing with the military, of where they're making sure that they're the only ones that can get tanks and Bearcats that the former city council members love saying, it's not a tank because it doesn't have tread on the tires. So let's call it a not a tank.
So
you cannot, you are prohibited from buying a Bearcat.
Is that so?
Yes.
You can get surplus armored vehicles from municipalities and that sort of thing. Let me read what George Washington
said. I want
a
not a tank. Can I have one? Oh, wait. But, I mean, I should get one, right?
You're not a government agency, so Lenco will not sell you
one. Why, I say I'm a government agency. Is that not enough?
George Washington says the great rule of conduct for us in regard to foreign nations is in extending our commercial relations to have with them as little political connection as possible. What do you think? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Here,
terrifying.
What, that you can call in?
I learned this morning what can be on people's minds, and it scares me.
This is the
we did not have a conversation this morning.
Yeah, that's even scarier. I don't even know what's in your mind. I'm pretty sure it's more terrifying than the things I saw this morning.
This was the homeless guy that demanded food from you in a threatening manner.
It's totally plausible he could have been, you know, handicapped in some way. And
emotionally.
It didn't even occur to me, but I don't feel bad about it not occurring to me because, you know, it was one of those fight or flight responses moments for me.
Indeed.
So, anyway, back to Walter Block.
Before we do that...
Let's do some intense stuff before the show is over.
Declaring war on people. Before we do that, though, you can go get great prices on gold and silver. Silver's at a very recent low, and I think it's going to go up again in the relatively near future. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com to get some great rates on gold and silver pieces, coins, bullion, numismatics, whatever floats your boat. They've got it over there at gold.freetalklive.com. It's Midas Resources. We've been doing business with them for like a decade, and I've always been impressed with their service. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And you know, the holidays are coming up, and I just had a birthday. I do accept gold.
Very good. Now, let me go on with Walter Block's article here on Rand Paul's declaration of war against ISIS. But is Senator Paul, in proposing a declaration of war against ISIS, obligated to support such a measure when and if it comes to a vote in Congress? I do not know, and I do not care the legality of such an issue. I am concerned only with the principle of the matter. From the libertarian perspective, as far as I am concerned, after the bill is tabled, he can always say he changed his mind. No longer thinks that ISIS is a threat to U.S. security, etc. Certainly, that is precisely what I would do were I a member of Congress who proposed such a declaration. And I can kind of see this point, Daryl. If it's being talked about, and it is in America, the use of force against ISIS, shouldn't we then, whoa, if you're going to talk about the use of force, we need to talk about a declaration of war since the House of Representatives, since these governing bodies represent the people, we are to be talking about the things people are talking about. Let's talk about a declaration of war. And since nobody else is putting it in, I, who am against the war, am going to put it in. So I think that's fair, isn't it?
It arguably is fair. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, I think he's going about it wrong because he is wanting to declare war against an unrecognized entity. It's not a recognized government. The only other time the U.S. government ever declared war against a country that they did not recognize existed as a country was the Civil War, when war was declared on the rebelling states.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Let's go to Al calling in from Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
A question of libertarianism. Basically is a left-wing movement. It came out of the radical left of the 60s.
You think so? Because there's John Locke and Bastiat, not exactly, from the 60s.
There are two different sides to libertarianism. There are left and right libertarians. So actually came from both.
Yeah, I don't know whether it...
David Nolan, the guy that founded the Libertarian Party in 1971, was a Republican until he founded the party.
Anyway, he may have a more important point. Was that your point, or did you want to make a different point?
The point is this,
okay,
that the Republicans, in essence, are a left-wing party. You're all essentially within the framework of classical liberalism.
I would agree with that.
You look at the people like Paul Ryan, Rush Limbaugh, and they'll say classical liberalism. So in essence, Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Jeb Bush, you're all on the same side. You come out of the intellectual framework, which says that freedom is the highest good of mankind. But there's a difficult...
You think that Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton think that freedom is the highest good?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Go on.
She heads the International Democratic Institute, which is a
have anything to do with anything
coordinating body between all the democratic parties around the world, and they push
okay.
the nonsense of
what's the counterpoint though? What is a conservative if Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton are both liberals?
I would say that if Hillary is a libertarian, then I am no longer a libertarian.
Yes, she certainly no. I don't agree her highest concern is human freedom.
I refuse to associate. There are very few people on this earth that I dislike as much as that woman. I refuse to associate with her.
Al?
Well, ever.
Who controls Hillary Clinton? Which is Maurice Templesman, who is a South African diamond merchant, golden diamond merchant. He's actually the force behind Hillary, and she wants to spread. But it's essentially you're all operating within this left wing framework of individual rights.
What's the right wing?
Right wing is conservative. You conserve tradition, the
yes.
best parts of our society. And
you think that
actually
tradition is the best parts of society?
Which traditions?
Slavery.
Like, how far back are we going to go?
I have a very important question.
Let him answer. Which
okay.
traditions?
Well, there's certainly you have Western tradition, which is the most important tradition of all, that a man is gifted with reason.
Uh-huh.
And that reason essentially is God and God's laws. Are sovereign over man, but you.
But God's laws said not. God's laws are pretty clear not to obey the government if they're contrary to God's laws. And the early Christians were anti-war and anti-state. They were extraordinarily radical individuals.
If God is the highest authority, which I disagree, but we'll go on that premise. So if God is the highest authority, then why is Hillary trying to increase the abilities of the state to rule over your life and interrupt that force, that inner force of your relationship with God? It's really hard for me to communicate in a religious way.
Well, that question wasn't the clearest possible question.
But she wants to know whether...
Why is Hillary interrupting God's plan by enforcing rule of man on people?
Well, why is Hillary supporting the state?
The left essentially comes out from the occult. If you read Dr. David Horowitz...
I thought she was a libertarian.
Oh, she is the left. I'm saying you all operate within this framework of John Locke, the Enlightenment. Yeah.
I don't know who you all is, but I don't.
Everybody who doesn't believe that the Bible is law. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, the Enlightenment, the left-wing liberalism in Europe is understood to be essentially anti-Christian. If you read Dr. David Horowitz, who was raised as a communist, his criticism of the left is that it comes from the occult. Yeah, ultimately, it comes from the occult. If you read his book, The Roots of Bad Religion...
Thanks for the call, Al. I gotta run. Appreciate it. 855 453.
My brain hurts.
Liberties from the cult.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on...
Whatever is on your mind.
Literally.
Even if we don't really understand what you're saying.
You know what? In fact, contest. See if you can call in and say something more exhausting than the last person said. New contest. Let's play a game.
So, the last caller, Al, had... his premise was that essentially all political thought... including libertarianism, liberalism, what passes for conservatism today. So he mentioned Paul Ryan, and I'm not sure who.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh. Got my own individual issues with Paul Ryan and his claim of objectivism. Thanks for ruining that. Like Ayn Rand didn't ruin that enough. Appreciate it.
And but that they're all liberalism, and that the only true conservatism is from the Christian conservatism.
Didn't he also say we're a cult?
Yes. Well,
no, liberalism. The occult.
The liberalism is from the occult. And
occult.
I think this is all very interesting. So first off, my thought process as a Quaker who is also described as primitive Christianity, I know something about you know, the early origins of the church. This,
yes.
This was a group of radical individuals departing from, the state and from, you know, current thought. So at the time, they would have been considered liberal because they are, you know, getting new ideas out there.
Right.
I'm now listening to Leo Tolstoy's, I've forgotten the name of the book that I'm right now listening to on audiobook. It's The Kingdom of God is Within You. And in it, he's talking about the anti-war roots of the Christian movement. I just can't look at what passes for Christianity today and call it anything but the occult. I mean, you know, the vast majority of Christians and what they believe from what I've my experience growing up as in a church as a Sunday school teacher, being a hardline believer at one point, now putting all that away, I can only say that my estimation from my look at history is that the things that pass for Christianity today is, at best, I would call them a bunch of Pharisees. At worst, I would call them a bunch of Satanists.
And I would actually agree with that.
And you call yourself a Christian now, right?
I do not.
Okay, but I can ask this question. This is the best thing to ask somebody in this position is, do you consider Jesus Christ your personal savior?
Yes.
There you go. So that's how you, figure this out.
But I do not use the term Christian to describe my faith because so many Christians have given the faith a bad name.
Daryl, I gotta tell you.
Now, you're an objectivist. Just for folks that don't know, that means atheist.
I have to say I'm impressed. You know why?
Why?
Because I did not know you were Christian, and we've been friends for quite a while.
By the way, the Bible's pretty clear.
That is a good... to me, that means that you have not spent your time pushing your views on me. And that, to me, is pretty awesome. I just got to tell you, I got a lot of respect for you.
Let's go to Moses calling in from Tallahassee. Moses, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I want to chime in on some of what you all are talking about right now. Again, from my understanding, well, I'm not a religious person. I guess I'm just seeking knowledge, you know, and I've been led to, read and research on especially five major religions, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But and again, I've been led to some of the and Sumerian and Anunnakis and all types of research. But the Judeo-Christian Bible mentions about these serpent gods.
Serpent gods?
Yes, it's always about the serpent in the garden that beguiled.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't a talking so-called serpent, snake. It was a being, a physical being.
Yep.
And it had the stomach of the serpent on the third eye, which found in the Egyptian pantheon.
All right.
And Emmanuel Yeshua Jesus said, be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And he also made the statement, if thine eye be single, then thy whole body is full of light. Talking about the third eye or the sixth chakra. As far as, again, these beings in Egypt, again, being new, being a melanated, a Negro, so-called depictions.
So these are real beings? Tell me who these folks are.
Okay, Ezekiel mentions four of them that he saw when he was taken up in this so-called craft, this wheel within the wheel, just like a jet propeller that propels him up. And he saw four beings. He saw the one that had the face of a lion. It was the goddess Sedmek. She was the god of war, and her symbol, her attribute was the lion. He also saw the one who had the face of a man. He did not wear an animal attributal representation. His name is Ptah, and he saw the one who had the face of a lion, not the face of a bull or and oxen.
So these like aliens? Is it the ancient alien theory?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds it's fascinating. I've always thought that this was a fascinating explanation.
These are what you call ancient Kemet, ancient Egyptian deities of God.
Okay.
It's spoken in the book of Job with it, and all the morning stars sung together, and the sons of God shouted for joy. They celebrated. From my understanding, this is the true Christ Mass. These enlightened ones. If you go to any Egyptian mythology, gods, you will see they have the solar disk over their head. They have a disk that is representation of the sun, which is called Luciferians. Again, for a lot of people, from my understanding, had Lucifer mistaken.
So it's they're demons? Just cut to the chase for me, Moses.
They're
are they demons?
Demons.
Angels?
From my understanding, the Elohim, the ones who came here from elsewhere, who said, let us make man after our image and after our likeness, these beings. Again, you have the gods.
There is a pantheon of gods that were originally worshipped by the Israelites and like everybody else in that general vicinity. It's fascinating stuff. Moses, thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, as you know, I presume Minister Edge said what happened 73 years ago today changed the lives of a lot of Americans. Well, I should like to, for your audience to know, the military-industrial complex and Roosevelt, let alone Woodrow Wilson, aren't responsible for Adolf Hitler declaring war on the United States of America. They're not, the previously mentioned persons and groups are not responsible at all. In spite of what your pothead, who's off for tonight, might believe. But I should like to know, speaking of a declaration of war, given what you know now, do you not think that the United States should have declared war in cahoots with Britain and France on Germany in September of 1939?
No.
Why is that?
I didn't ask. Forgive me, Lauren. Anybody that thinks that date rape is okay if you're over at the man's house, their opinion doesn't count. But the Founding Fathers were onto something when they believed that women should have
rights. I'm sorry? I said what?
I'm alluding to earlier. Anyway, rape was not all wrong if they are on your property.
No, that is not what I said.
But anyway, I wasn't asking you. I was asking somebody that actually has an education, at least as far as history goes. I was asking Minister Edge because I wasn't asking WPU or you. I don't really care for either one of their your two people's opinions, respectfully.
I'm going to think about what the question you've asked me. And that's not usually done on talk radio, but I know you'll call back, and I think we can discuss it. I tend to err towards peace, but we are talking about Hitler there. Thanks for the call.
Then let me say...
Whoops, sorry, 855 43.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can give us a call in the final segment here. Maybe it'll slip you in. 855-450-FREE.
Please be coherent.
I'd like to remind you, I don't see anything that wasn't coherent here. People, you make a claim. It could be outlandish. It's Free Talk Live.
Where you can say anything, and that makes it legitimate.
Everybody is going to be doing a little bit of shopping this holiday season. So I'd like to remind you to use shop.freetalklive.com when you do so, because you get the same prices and the same service from Amazon and Walmart and the other retailers we have there. But Free Talk Live gets a little spiff in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Richie calling in from Merrimack. Richie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I had a question, but before I get into that, I wanted to point out that Pat Buchanan actually has a book, just came out with a book recently about World War II and how it could have all been avoided had it been not for the actions of Winston Churchill. I haven't got the chance to read it yet, but it's... sounds interesting.
But okay.
Given
James's phone call and his obsession with Japanese people, I thought maybe...
Well, this time he was talking about German people.
Yeah. But my question was for Lauren. Did you happen to get that interaction with that cop on videotape?
No.
You need freedomcam.net.
No, I should have. You know, afterwards... afterwards, I thought to myself, I should have gotten that interaction on camera. But, you know, I mean, I walked away.
If you'd
away,
put it on camera, you'd have gone to jail.
I walked away feeling not so good. I mean, I was a jerk. I mean, I'll give you that I was a jerk. I don't normally behave like that. Because I have my other forms of activism, but wow, do I really wish I had had that bold moment on camera, because it really was like one of those coming out of my shell moments. I don't think they'll be able to mess with me anymore.
Richie?
You know, I'm kind of hesitant on how, you know, being rude to a cop, you know, because, I mean, they are people, and I get that, but
yeah.
Sometimes they kind of need a kick in it and just to hear that people just don't appreciate what they're doing and that they are not providing a service to people. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, if they don't hear that, you know, nothing's ever going to change. Because, quite frankly, I don't think cops in this country should be going to bed at night feeling too great about themselves.
Richie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You know how I know it's the final...
I like him.
You know
I'm glad
I know
he called.
You know how I know it's the final segment?
How?
The calls are rolling in. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live, calling in from Utah.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I hope you have enough time to address this. I was just curious. A few weeks back, you were talking about your train ride to D.C. with the liberal.
Yes. This is a senatorial senior staff member.
Ooh, this sounds interesting.
And I ended up sitting next to him on the train, and we had probably about a five-hour conversation, one of those really sort of unique conversations where you're just so totally immersed in it. And
I love that.
I thought I was great, but I got a lot of information from the dude. Go on.
Spent an entire episode talking about people's other people's takeaway from that, and I don't remember hearing your takeaway from that. You know, what do you see? Do you see the liberals winning in the battle between conservatives and liberals, and how do you see the nation landing on?
Ooh, that's
so interesting.
This was the day after the Republican win, you know, in the off election here just a few weeks ago. And he showed not the least bit of concern for the Democrat loss, because he said, we've got the issues, we've got the demographics, we are going to win. I tend to disagree with him. It's because conservatives have always been conservative, and they've always morphed. A person who calls themselves conservative today is different than a person of a conservative from a generation ago, who's different
yes.
from a conservative a generation ago. So I tend to think what conservatism is going to morph towards is libertarianism, which is the one thing that he expressed a concern about. He said libertarianism sweeping America. So, you know, that's what my assertion is that don't count out the conservatives yet, because conservatives really don't even know what conservatism means, and they will redefine it again in a generation.
And most liberals don't know what liberal means, and they'll redefine it in a generation.
At this point, Rush Limbaugh defined liberalism for this generation.
And if you look at polls that are done after one of these, you know, like midterm changes where one party winds up taking control from the other party, the polls show that people don't necessarily vote for the party that took power because they agree with that party. It's more because they are rejecting the other party.
Happens all the time. Steve, what do you think?
That's kind of where I was at. But I'm a little bit cynical about any nation. I mean, any of the states besides the New Hampshire. I'm on the Free State Project list now.
Yeah,
because
thank
I
you.
See that as the
Yay!
Only possible. Yes, I think that was the only possible way to make sense out of this whole thing. I think that the other 49 states are going to fall into disarray because...
Well, conservatives don't want smaller government, Steve. That's
right.
The big lie they told us our whole lives. And at some point or another, you and I figured it out. Oh, I get it. You're lying to me now.
Exactly. That was my deal. I just kind of wanted to hear your takeaway from visiting with the guy.
Thanks for the call, and if for those of you who'd like to find out about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. It's the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire to see what happens, to see what they do, how they react, and what happens. And we've already had...
We should have asked them how soon he's moving and to add some of us on Facebook. In fact, if he's still listening, add Lauren Rumpler on Facebook and reach out to me. Make your move a little bit easier so that you can make some friends before you get here.
Don't bother Daryl, though. He's busy looking at polls online. Let's go to Chris. Calling him from Albuquerque. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Burn.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Everything's all's well.
Well, good. Hey, I just started listening to you guys about 2 weeks ago. We moved to Albuquerque. And
you're still dizzy.
The what?
You're still dizzy from all the things that you're trying to figure out about the show.
Exactly. I am. And I am amazed how you guys keep a straight face and can answer some of these people. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and after your show and just hear the conversation. I'd pay to sit there.
It's definitely worth money.
You know what I imagined, Chris? Now, you're going to get a chance to see inside my mind for a moment. I imagined that we were going to do Free Talk Live, and it was going to be a forum for the liberty intellectuals of the world to call in and parse out the issues.
We all have those dreams.
And they were all going to come to us. Now, consider, we were the warm light in the middle of the libertarian community for back in the day. There was no other liberty show out there.
Right, right.
But somehow or another, you know, the Jeffrey Tuckers and the Walter Blocks of the world, they didn't see this as really an opportunity.
Mark, where were you to warn me that wasn't going to be the case when I started Objectivist Girl? Thanks a lot.
Go on, Chris.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Amazing. Yeah. It's you know what, it's a fun thing to do. You get to talk to a bunch of very unusual folks, and you still got to admit this beats the heck out of having a real job.
And some jokes some things that happen on this show are jokes for life.
Yes.
So, you know, to those out there that call in and say, you know, silly things just to say silly things, remember, some of you end up being the butt of all of our jokes.
Yep. As Chris, well, they should be, too.
Thanks so much for the call. Keep listening. I'm sure we'll shock and appall you at some point or another.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's what I really thought, Daryl. I really thought that it was going to be a forum for liberty-loving individuals to call in and talk about, their thoughts on issues.
Oh, look at you all starry-eyed.
And, you know, not so much.
But you have had Jeffrey Tucker on the show several times.
I pretty much invite people. We do really great when we have folks like that.
Mark, you had both Jeffrey Tucker and Objectivist Girl on at the same time. I would say your show's been a success.
I got 40,000 downloads of the show that came after Jeffrey Tucker interviewing Nick Gillespie at Porkfest. I mean, that is the epic confluence of liberty stuff in the world. So
wow.
It was pretty impressive. It was a big download.
That's amazing.
Well, Free Talk Live is a unique program. There's not much like it out there. We do bring the ideas of liberty to people who've never heard them before on more than 150 radio stations across the country. That's something worth supporting. Not the show, but the idea of bringing the ideas of liberty to somebody who's really never heard them explained the way we do. And if you're interested in that, go to the AMP, support the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. My name's Mark.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl.
And you can find out more online at freetalklive.com and objectivistgirl.com.
Yes.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.